This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We drive.
Houston, we do not have a problem.
Sarah Webb, Joy Drive's astrophysicist.
Sarah Webb of Swinburne University, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited about this week's topic.
Okay, can we just say, Warren has had like a look of excitement on his face the whole time this afternoon, and we've been waiting the lucky last, you know, save the best for last, because this is very exciting for you, Warren.
Because, Sarah, you are going to tell us how we look for aliens.
Yeah, I feel like, yes, absolutely. I'm going to tell you all about it. And it's from an article I'd written for The Conversation. And I swear, as I'm writing this article, I was thinking, Warren is going to love this. So it's all for you.
I'm writing it down step by step. What do we do?
Alrighty, so step number one is that we're going to listen for aliens. And this isn't new. We've been listening out for aliens for the last couple decades. But the idea is that if we target nearby stars with really big radio telescopes and just listen in, like it's borderline stalky, but that's okay. We're going to listen in and see if we can hear anything from them. So there's this idea of radio leakage. So right now, the radio waves which this is being broadcast over are leaking out into space. And this has been happening for about 100 years on Earth. And the idea is any other intelligent civilization will hopefully have TV, hopefully have radio, hopefully use it, and we can pick up on that.
So they're listening to us?
You'd hope
so. They could be.
They could be.
They could be listening to Joy Drive and know about your obsession about them.
I know, and therefore hiding.
Yeah, they're like, look, we'll let Sarah and M find us, but Warren, no.
No.
So step one is listen.
Yeah, step one is listen. Because it's not a bad bet, right? If we rely so much on radio waves, especially for different things like communicating with our satellites as well, you'd hope that another civilization like us would too. Step number two, though, is to look for something completely different, and that's to look for laser signals, which is just blows my mind that we're literally looking for space lasers.
So lasers as in like Star Wars type zzz, or
Yeah, not like a lightsaber, but like a very high-powered laser that could be used to communicate, because there's this idea instead of using radio waves, you could use lasers.
Like a big searchlight in the sky.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a space lighthouse.
Yeah, pretty much. Or you could even use them to propel very tiny spacecraft to near speed of lights. So, which we're trying to do. We're going to do this in the next decade. We'll use a big laser from Earth to try propel a spacecraft to our nearest star system. So, again, totally believable.
So, just on that, so someone will hop in a spacecraft and there'll be a big laser that will, the energy of the laser will be the energy that's used to propel this craft through the atmosphere. Is that right?
Yeah, except the spacecrafts will be very, very tiny. So we won't be able to, and in theory, they shouldn't be able to either put anything heavy on board. So it might just be like a camera or a sensor, something very, very small. And then you could use a laser to accelerate it.
That's so wild.
I love it.
It is.
I can see our roads being turned into giant lasers in a few hundred years' time.
The future.
Are there any other tips that Warren needs to search for aliens?
Well, the only final tip is to look nearby home. So not on Mars, not on Venus, but maybe around the moons of Saturn and Jupiter. There might be alien life hiding in our backyard and we just need to go there and have a look. But that's a bit challenging because we need lots of funding, lots of very innovative engineering, but maybe one day we'll do it.
I wonder if the aliens are that close, if they're saying, you know what, humans, the way they're destroying the planet, they're so stupid, we don't want them to know about us so they don't come and wreck our planet.
It's funny you say that. There's a paradox that is this idea that there's very intelligent beings out there, but they don't want us part of their group. Like, we're not invited to sit at the table because we haven't got our stuff together yet. We're not nice to each other and we don't treat our planet right. And it's like, yeah, I can see it.
Well, speaking of things that we can't see, this is particularly of interest to me because I went and saw the new Ant-Man and I feel like this has to do with that. Multiverses, we're always so fascinated by them. You've said that it's possible that we live in a multiverse.
What is one?
And what's the physics behind the multiverse, and how would it be different from where we are?
Yeah, yeah. So, very Ant-Man-like. I literally saw it last night and cannot rave enough. Like, scientifically, it's so good. I loved all the sneaky science they snuck in there.
Yeah, I thought of you when I was watching that film. We really have
so good.
Infiltrated each other's lives, haven't we?
We have. I love it. But we can use that as kind of like a start-off point. For anyone who's watched any of the Marvel movies, there's this idea that there could be multiple timelines, multiple different kind of Earths, universes, and timelines. And the idea of a multiverse is that our universe is just one of very, very many, if not an infinite amount of universes. And the cool thing with the physics is that there could be an infinite number of universes with just slightly different physics. So in our universe, we have physical laws. So we have the laws that keep our atoms held together, but don't let them collapse down in black holes. We have the laws of travel, so how fast you can go at the speed of light. Lots of different laws. And the idea is that another universe could be very, very similar, but with like a slight number change, a slight physical change, and it could be completely different, completely alien to anything we've seen.
Wow, just with such a slight change.
Yeah, so if you change, there's one constant called the fine structure constant, alpha. And if you were to change that, that would have some serious consequences on the physical properties of our universe. Maybe not even make it livable, which is scary, but won't happen to us. But it's a fun thought experiment, this idea that maybe we're just a
Oh, no.
One of the aliens.
The multiverse. An atom was out of place in that moment.
That constant changed. We lost Sarah.
We have lost Sarah. We will get her back in moments, hopefully. I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Joy Drive with Em and Warren. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Joy949Drive.
When I look into your eyes, I wanna breathe you in to get me high. Crawl into the space inside your mind. Just leave me there, leave me there. Now you got me wanting more. With you on the floor, the holy word that I've been waiting for. Baby, stay with me, stay with me. We don't have to wait all night to know if this is really love. We don't have to wait all night, 'cause I can feel you in my blood. Feel my blood.
The Veronica's In My Blood. We managed to track down Sarah Webb. The aliens haven't abducted her. Sarah, are you there?
I am here. Whenever that happens, I swear, I feel like something spooky's happening in 100%. The universe.
100%.
You were talking about multiverses potentially being there, and something, there could be a slight tweak to a constant or something, and it would make a completely different type of universe, well, in terms of different properties, physics-wise. Could there be alien life in them? And therefore, if there is alien life in these other universes that we're talking about, they potentially wouldn't be able to exist in our universe, would they?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So there's a great Futurama episode back in the day where they go to the edge of their universe, and the idea is that the physics changes. So if you cross over into the other universe, then you fall apart, which I think is it's a great concept. But there's also this concept that there could be an infinite number of universes. Just like our own universe, this is a different multiverse type of theory where we've got all of the different probabilities and possibilities that happen from our quantum states are all playing out in infinite other universes. And this is a little bit like Rick and Morty, if anybody watches that show. There's a couple good episodes that lean into this probability, like, existence, which that one freaks me out a little bit. It makes me a little uncomfortable.
So it's like there's also like, is it like Loki when it's like you make a choice and then that choice changes the timeline, and then it's like infinite changes and then infinite timelines.
Yeah, exactly like that. So exactly.
Yeah, Marvel's
done a great job at trying to show what that would look like. But yes, you can imagine every choice or every possible probability that you have. So maybe you're going to go left or you're going to go right on the street. There's a bit of you in each universe that did both.
Oh, my goodness.
And it just keeps branching.
That's like everything everywhere all at once.
Yeah, similar.
Wow.
I haven't watched that yet.
Sarah.
I need to.
I literally cannot tell you how much you need to watch that film.
I might. Okay, I'll definitely try watch it this week.
But speaking of our own reality, though, I've heard rumours that we're preparing to land on Venus.
Yes, kind of, hopefully. So, this makes me very excited because Venus just does not get enough attention, in my humble opinion. I think Venus is fascinating. She's basically the evil twin of Earth. Venus is very, very similar to the Earth in size and in the some of the things that it has. It has an atmosphere, it has magnetic field, but it's not nice on the surface. We could not survive there. And in fact, our electronics can't survive there. We've tried and failed. And so there's this new project happening with NASA where they're commissioning this special team to try and understand, could we make a battery that could withstand Venetian surface? Mm. And I'm very excited about that because if we can get a Venus mission in the next 20 years, I will be thrilled.
Oh, wow.
Super interesting news as always, Sarah. Thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thank you for having me.
Talk to you in a fortnight.
That's astrophysicist Sarah Webb from Swinburne University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.